Blackstone Audio presents The Sweetest Burn by Janine Frost. This book is read by Tavia Gilbert, a member of SAG-AFTRA. To my husband, Matthew, for 1,000 reasons I can think of, and 10,000 more that I've probably forgotten. Chapter 1. A two, Brute? I muttered as I walked along the beach, pulling my cardigan a little tighter against the salt-scented breeze. It would be hot soon, as per usual in Miami, but at this pre-dawn hour, the spring air was a little cool for the knee-length dress I'd thrown on to look for my missing pet. Brutus! I called out, loudly this time. Where are you? I'd been calling him for over 15 minutes with no response, and I was getting worried. He had never been away from home this close to dawn before. I might not have wanted Brutus when he'd been dumped on me, and he definitely wasn't anyone's idea of a normal pet, but over the past couple months, I'd really come to care for him. Every night for the past 2 months, he left the house at dusk and was back by 5 a.m. at the latest. Before me, Brutus had spent his entire life in darkness, so he didn't just hate sun, he was afraid of it. That's why, when he hadn't shown up by 5:30 this morning, I'd gone looking for him. North Shore Open Space Park in Miami was one of his favorite places, and at this hour, the stretch of beach I walked along was deserted. I scowled at the slowly lightening horizon, my worry increasing. Brutus! I yelled again. He'd better not be avoiding me because he'd broken the rules and had eaten someone. Even if he'd done nothing wrong, if I didn't find him soon, he'd probably break into someone's house to avoid the sunlight. If that happened, God help the homeowner if they noticed him and tried to shoo him out.